my lovely people. Welcome back to A Black Cat's Voice. I'm your host, Kat, here with a brand new topic for your lovely listening ears. And to whoever needs to hear it, you are enough. Okay? You are enough. And anybody who makes you feel like you're not enough don't need to be around you. Period. All right, let's get into these things. So before I talk about tonight's topic, I do want to just give a reminder that this episode and the next one will be my last two episodes for season 4, and I will not be releasing any more episodes the rest of this year. I will be dropping season 5 at some point next year, and I will still be uploading new content to my YouTube channel, my Facebook, my Instagram. So make sure y'all hit me on there if you want to be a guest or if you have questions or anything. Hit me up. My business email is ablackcatsvoice@gmail.com. So on tonight's episode, I would like to talk about a common thing that happens to a lot of people that we don't really talk about, and it's just kind of feeding into, you know, my other more sensitive topics, which have been depression, anxiety, addiction. So on tonight's episode, I want to talk about victim shaming or victim blaming. So victim shaming and victim blaming is basically when something happens to someone and, you know, it hurts them, it has, you know, a negative impact on their life, and even it can be the biggest of capacities, it can be in the smallest way, but someone can be truly hurt by something and then somehow people will make it seem like it's their fault for getting hurt. And it happens all the time, unfortunately. It's happened to me several times throughout my life. Unfortunately, I know it's going to keep happening throughout my life. And it's just really a prime example of why a lot of people don't talk about things that aren't more surface level. Like, they don't talk about things that are deep and that really mean a lot to them. Because a lot of times you can speak your truth, especially about something or someone that hurt you, and people will blame you and people will shame you and make you feel guilty when you're the one who got hurt. You know, when you're the one who went through something negative, and then you feel like you can't even talk about it because somehow people will make it seem like you did something to cause that to happen to you. And I hate it, and it bothers me so much, but we're gonna talk about it, you guys. So I know on social media, y'all see a lot of people talking about how people be gaslighting people and just all these different situations that happen. And a lot of times, unfortunately, people are just trolling. So I'm really going to speak on, you know, some real experiences and some real things that I've seen and that I've gone through. So perfect example, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to people being depressed or having anxiety, sometimes people can be bipolar. You know, there's so many mental health issues a person can have. And a lot of times people feel like they can't come forward because people will just be like, oh, well, you're crazy, you know, and will make it seem like, you know, you just acting crazy and you just choosing to just wild out and do, you know, stuff that doesn't make sense, instead of considering like, hey, maybe this is a chemical imbalance, you know, hey, maybe this person is struggling and needs some assistance. And it's very unfortunate that when it comes to mental health, the stigma is very much just to pretend you're okay because it's easier than really letting people know how low, how sad, how scared you may feel. You know, it's a big form of victim blaming and victim shaming. And I hate it because when people snap, you know, like, I know you'll see those, you know, potentially you guys have seen it. I've seen it. There's people who are like the calmest person in the world. You never see them get upset. You never see them really mad. And then they'll lose a pin and they'll just snap, you know, they'll just, you know, maybe start cussing, start yelling, just really acting out of character. And a lot of times what people don't understand is you may not know what someone is carrying behind the scenes. And it can take that one small thing to push you over the edge because you feel like, dang, like I can't do nothing right. You know, especially when it's a mental health disorder. A lot of times you feel like, dang, no matter what I do, I can't get it right. And it's sad knowing you need help and knowing you're struggling and feeling like you got to just pretend you're okay for other people when you don't even feel okay for yourself. You know, it's a very painful experience to go through, and I see it happening all the time. And that's why people turn to things like drugs, you know, like having sex with a bunch of people, you know, like drinking all the time. Like, people don't just wake up one day and be like, you know what, I want to try to start doing something that eventually is gonna lead to my demise. Like, no one wakes up and is like, you know what, how can I hurt myself today? Like, people be in pain, and a lot of times people feel like they have to hide their pain just because it's too much for others. And it's not fair, and it's not okay, because more people should be able to come forward, especially when it comes to mental health. A lot more people should be able to discuss and talk about the things that are bothering them without just being seen as crazy. You know, like, why do we victimize people who are the victim? You know, even if someone seems like they're acting crazy, why can't we ask questions? Why can't we try to educate ourselves and try to understand why someone is behaving the way that is different from their normal character? You know, why is the first thing always just to make it someone's fault? You know, and it just sucks when people make you feel guilty for something you can't control, because it's like, don't you think it feels easy for me to just not act crazy or to just not be sad or, you know, whatever the case may be? Don't you think I would do that? Like, a lot of people don't even understand depression, and they'll be like, oh, well, just stop being sad. It's like, oh, gee, thanks. Wow. Why did I never think of that? Let me just stop being sad. Like, no, there's a lot of deeply rooted pain that people be holding on to. And it's hard, you guys. Like, life can be so hard. Like, can we please stop blaming people for how they're dealing with being hurt or how they're dealing with the things that they're going through? So I explained all this to say that people deal with a lot, and you never know what somebody's carrying. So that's why people don't ask for help when they have depression, or when they have anxiety, or when they battle addiction. A lot of people don't ask for help because a lot of us already feel like burdens. You know, when you go through life dealing with trauma, when you go through life having people that you should be able to trust hurt you and intentionally do things to manipulate you and to hurt you, it makes it hard for you to trust anybody. And when you feel like you can't trust anybody, you feel like, hey, I can't ever show any weakness, you know? Feeling like you can't show no weakness, you create this sense of false positivity, I'll call it, where a lot of people always, you know, well, let me just pretend I'm happy. Well, let me just, you know, pretend everything's okay. And eventually you just kind of fall apart because you can't do it anymore. And it's just so sad being the victim, being the person that is hurt in a situation and not even having people believe you. When it's hard enough to even say that something so ugly happened to me. You know, like in my poetry book, I wrote a poem that I called "I Was Just a Kid." And it really broke my heart to know so many people could relate to what I was saying in that poem, because it's so sad that as kids, people will make it seem like you should have protected yourself, when it's like, you're older than me. You know, the person that hurt me, you were older than me. Even if you weren't older than me, you knew something that I didn't. So you forcing me to be comfortable with something that I wasn't comfortable with, that's not fair to me. And then to not even be able to speak out about it, to not even be able to talk about it because it hurts so much to even think about. And then to have somebody basically tell you it's your fault, it's a lot of pain to carry. And you don't know how many people are carrying that. So the best thing we could do is when somebody says something happened to them, whether a child or an adult, why can't we try to be there for people? You know, why can't we acknowledge that, hey, your feelings are valid? You know, it's normal to be hurt by things that hurt you, you know? And if we could provide a safer space for people to be able to come forward and tell their stories, then you could really understand just how much pain is really in the world, you know, especially the pain that you can't see. So one thing I remind myself, and if you like this saying, go ahead and add it to your affirmations too. I'm never a victim of anything. I'm never a victim. I'm only a survivor. And it doesn't matter if other people don't believe me. I know what happened. I know my truth. And no one is going to shame me for my truth ever again. And don't let them shame you either. And as always, thank you for listening and take care of yourselves.